It was about winning a game, and that's took every, all the fear away. But today, difference from last week was that we had our pace and we could do that. And then second half was just about closing shop. Why chase a game? They weren't going anywhere. Yes, they had a lot of the ball, but they couldn't break through. And I think sometimes you get carried away, but trying to get a third, the third would have come. But don't try and force it, because all of a sudden you're 2-1 and an opportunity and all nerves start to set in.
Was a terrific first goal, great ball from Liera, and
That's,
what a finish by the big man as well.
yeah, but he's been threatening. I mean, you see him in training, so I'm absolutely delighted for the big man, because he worked his socks off today. You know, and everyone says, oh, well, he's 30 odd years of age, but he's never been a runner and a chaser. He uses experience, his know-how, the little flicks, holds the ball up well. And I'm absolutely delighted, but I'm delighted for them all, and certainly, you know, for JJ to put the performance in. But after 20 minutes, 30 minutes, he'd gone, you know. So not just the hamstring was starting to tighten up, but also his lungs. So we got out of JJ what we wanted, and Jeremy again. I thought Jeremy was fantastic, but you know, last week he struggled because he had a dead leg, and he couldn't shake it off. So it just shows you that. I felt that if we'd have had the two of them last week, we probably would have got the result that we wanted.
I do want to speak a bit more about Steve, because he has put in performances. This isn't just a one-off here where he's got the goal. He's played
No.
like this since he
Yeah.
came here.
Yeah.
People said to us, why's Dave Jones signed Steve Howard? Do you think he's shown now why you brought him to this football club?
Listen, but you know, I went to a dinner the other day. Football's all about opinions. Everybody has an opinion. You know, I keep telling you, the guy behind me is fantastic. He's, you know, I should go and live with him, because
Did he say well done today?
I don't know. He knows everything. He knows absolutely everything. He knows what we should be doing. I don't know why he just doesn't apply for the job and he'll get it, you know, because he seems to sort everything out. But it's not about them. Everybody has an opinion. I appreciate that. It's a difficult game. A lot of nerves today, but I can honestly say, I never felt in any danger whatsoever, and I've felt like that probably for the last few months, to be honest. I didn't think it was ever going to go. Probably when we beat Millwall, I think I knew it was always going to be a tall order for someone to get to that points tally. And I know someone said that, you know, it looked like 57 was going to go down, but it was never going to really happen, to be honest.
You've said time and time again that you don't like this division. It has been pretty exciting though, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's what this division. And the biggest thing, I think, it shows that nobody gives you any quarter. You saw the way they played today. Leeds have just got a result at Watford. Nobody gives you anything, and that's the beauty of this game. Nobody is going to give you anything, and that's why it annoys me sometimes when people say, "Oh, they've got nothing to play for," because players have got contracts, they've got their pride, they get paid to play. So the mentality in this country is that you want to win every game, and I think that's shown certainly today here and across the country.
You said that this achievement staying up would be bigger than promotion last
Yeah,
year. Just how
definitely.
tough has this season been?
Very tough, because we came in basically, it's in all honesty, with a first division team. We made changes. We had to learn whether people could play at this level and how long they could play. And we brought in some young players that needed that experience, naivety and a little bit of sloppiness. But the one thing we felt is that we were still playing decent football, and it was the naivety and the sloppiness that was costing us games. Nobody really. We had really two beatings, really, for me, this season. One was here against Leicester. Maybe the second half at Blackpool, but certainly Brighton away. And I thought they were the only two beatings. But then you're talking about teams that are established and everything else. And then when you look at the division, you know, everyone was going on about Barnsley, but I don't know how many years Barnsley been at this level, four or five. So they're an established team, and people forget that sometimes. And they're looking at all the other results. The one that surprises you is probably Wolves going down, and that just shows you the difficulty that you have at this level. But my priority, my remit, was make sure we were safe, by hook or by crook, because then you can build. Because if it hadn't have worked out and we had gone down or whatever, then the process starts again. But now we can move on to block two now and start to build a football club.
When does block two start?
Now it's already started, to be honest. It's you know, all the players will be in on Tuesday, say goodbye to the ones that are going to be released, and you know, have a go at the ones that on the expectation levels that are here. We've got some loans that you know, will probably go back, might be called back. We need to sort that out, but I would think that you know, even Stuart that went back, the six loans that we've had, and you throw Ross Barkley into all that, they've done a fantastic job, because everyone's had a go at Watford, you know, with all the loan players, but don't forget, majority of the time since Christmas we've played five loans as well.
Just to look at next season, do you feel like, because you have got a lot of loans and you have got a lot of players out of contract, do you feel like you would like to keep a lot of the core together so that you can build from that, or do you feel like you might have to, you know, almost rebuild the team again?
No, there'll be a lot of decisions made over the next few days with the chairman and Paul. You know, I'll sit down with the staff. The thing today is that we're just going to enjoy it, because you don't get many opportunities to enjoy, because then tomorrow we're going to be back at it. And you'll ask me questions now that there's certain things that have been put in place, we'd like to put in place, but we'll probably start tomorrow looking at everything and then reiterating what we've tried to do. We've got a good academy set up here now. Yes, we need some more pitches and everything else to enable us to push on, but we've got some good players coming through. We've got a development squad. We're getting the right coaches into the football club. I know it's right at the top end, and Dean Ramsdale's come in and he's getting it right at the bottom end. You know, we put people like Neil Thompson, dropped him from the first team because of that knowledge that he has, back into it. So there'll be a lot of demands on this football club, certainly over the next coming years, and it's just how far we can go. But we're going to have to do it basically in a process that, you know, there's not going to be millions there. So you've got to make sure that your foundation is solid. And lots of clubs have done it that way. It just might take the final push to get there.
Do you have to box clever a little bit then? Is that how things have to start for Sheffield Wednesday now? Is that how people... Because people are already saying on our phone, we need to go out and spend this much money, we have to go and do this. Are you going to have to box clever as you approach next season?
I've boxed clever this year.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, I'm tired. I really am. This has been a hard season for us.
How tough for you? Because you've had some tough seasons.
Probably one of the hardest. Probably the hardest since I went in the first year at Wolves, the first year at Cardiff. That's probably the hardest. And Southampton. Always the first year is the hardest because people expect a lot. But here, with the hurt that they've had for a long time, I think it was important that we just carried on and maintained that progress. And that progress has been there. You've seen the training ground, you've seen what we're trying to do. Along the way, yeah, it got nervy, but I honestly never, ever believed at no time where we're going to go out of this division.